Welcome to the Business of Health podcast. This is a podcast that highlights issues that could cost group health agents and brokers thousands of dollars. The health insurance industry is constantly changing, and each episode, we're going to give you tools to grow a profitable business and better serve your clients. I'm your host, Mike Martins. Now, let's grow your health business.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of the Business of Health. Now, as I'm recording this lucky 13th episode, I wanted to take a minute and I wanted to thank everybody that is following us. They're listening to the programs, and I received some great feedback from listeners and on the potential content and on comments about current programs. I'm also super pleased that although we're targeting our podcast to brokers and agents, we're seeing a growing market in people on the HR side that I think are looking for ideas and ways to make their group health insurance experience easier and better. And that's why I wanted to take a few minutes today and talk about what I see as the next big disruption in group health insurance, predominantly in the smaller group markets or the under 50 markets. You know, this summer, I was fortunate enough to do an episode with Eric Silverman. And if you don't know Eric or you don't follow Eric, you ought to look him up. Super interesting guy, great author, great speaker, great motivator. But Eric talks about a concept called voluntary disruption. And that's really focused at what most of us know as voluntary benefits or payroll deduction benefits. And his point is that that's not what those are. These are essential benefits because group health insurance today is catastrophic major medical coverage. And most employees in a given year are not going to hit that deductible. So the services, the medications, the access they have to the medical community is going to be out of pocket. And without essential benefits to help fill those slots, they could be out several thousand dollars in a year just for basic routine type of care. So I want to talk about disruption today, and I'm going to talk about it on a whole different level. Because if you're in this industry, and whether you're an HR professional on the group side or you're a broker and agent, you know what the current status is in the commercial group health insurance place, and it's not good. Premiums continue to go up. Out-of-pocket costs continue to go up. Your clients are not happy with their plans, most generally. The employees, most generally, are not happy with their plans. And a lion's share of your time that you spend with a customer is on that one product slot. You may have dental and vision and life and disability and critical illness and hospital indemnity. My gosh, there's a laundry list of products that you may be offering to your clients, but the time eater for you and the frustrator for your customer is group health insurance. So let's disrupt this thing. Let's do what we can do to get this back on track. And that's why I wanted to talk to you today about the Individual Coverage Health Reimbursement Arrangement, or ICHRA, I-C-H-R-A. Now, ICHRA has a twin sister in the small group side called QCERA. Don't you love our alphabet soup we have in this industry? QCERA is a qualified small employer health reimbursement arrangement. Very similar in nature to the ICHRA, but there are a few differences. QCERA is limited to small groups. ICHRA is not. But if you look at the market, according to the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, there are just short of 5.5 million businesses in the U.S. that employ 20 or fewer employees. That's a lot of businesses out there. Now, I don't know how many of those are attempting to offer group health insurance, but I do know that if they're trying to go through the normal established commercial channels of getting a proposal from Cigna, Humana, Blue Cross, whatever carriers are dominant in their area, there's a lot of frustration because they're facing minimum participation requirements and they're facing employer contribution requirements. Now, the kicker isn't getting that product in place, it's keeping it there because these groups are seeing double-digit increases year over year over year. And we're about at a point where a small employer is going to say, I can't do this. You know what? The disruption piece is they don't have to anymore. Ikra and Kyocera are out there that give them the opportunity to set a budget for their benefits, and it gives the employee the opportunity to go secure the health insurance they want. Let's get out of this one-size-fits-all mentality, because it's not working. Now, yes, there are rare exceptions where a small group has a plan, they love it, they have price stability, the employees seem to be happy with it, but it's a rare exception, and we all know that it is. So in 2020, when ICHRA came into law, we're in February of 23 right now, so this is still very much in the early stages. But think about this. Between 2020 and 2022, the number of people, employers offering ICHRA went up by 3.5 times. Okay. Now, here's another statistic. In 2022, nearly 6 in 10 employees that were offered an ICHRA or a Kyocera by their employer participated in it. So how can we not be right if we have an option out there that allows an employer to set a budget year over year, gives an employee the opportunity and the choice to go purchase the type of coverage that they want, and there's no participation requirement, and there's no mandated requirement on the amount of that employer contribution. So if a group of 30 only has 5 people that want major medical coverage, not a problem. The ICHRA, the Kyocera can manage that from top to bottom. Now, the question as an insurance producer and an HR executive is, how deep is your knowledge about ICHRA and Kyocera? You know, I don't know how many conferences are going on in any given week at the state, local, and federal level, but I can guarantee you if at that conference, any of the session topics are group insurance or employee benefits, someone is up talking about ICHRA or talking about Kyocera. So you need to know the way this operates and how it works. And that's easy because I've got an upcoming episode with Kyle Estep at Take Command. Now, Kyle's company is a leader in ICHRA implementation and administration. So at the end of the day, as a producer and as an HR professional, the implementation of this type of plan actually makes your job easier. I know when you start thinking about this, oh my gosh, our employees have to go out and shop for what they want. You know what? They got somebody to help them with that. And the support that Take Command provides on not just an open enrollment scenario, but throughout the year is absolutely phenomenal. So get on board with ICHRA, learn about it, understand it, know what it is, because your clients, brokers, your clients are going to be asking you about it, and you don't want the deer in the headlights look. Learn about ICHRA, learn about Kyocera, but most importantly, stay healthy, stay informed, and stay profitable.
Well, the only bad news today is that we're at the end of the show. So thanks for listening to the Business of Health podcast. Listening to this show puts your agency in position for success. Remember to click the link below, check out my website at www.firststaffbenefits.com. Give me a shout. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Keep listening, keep learning, and keep taking action. Until next time, this is Mike Martins signing off.